Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode here on Journey with Julianne, I want to quickly discuss 10 little behaviors that attract people to you. Now, I learned this from Alex Mathers. You can also read his book. He's a writer. You can read his book, 12 Habits of Mentally Strong People. If you are interested, you will learn so many more amazing things. But for today, I just want to brush on these little behaviors that attract people to you. I have multiple videos on my TikTok as well about how to be more attractive. And I know that you guys love learning things like this on your self-improvement journey. So here goes. Number one, have a calming influence. Now, it's easy to fall into the habit of self-directed concern when in social situations. You might think to yourself, how am I coming across? Do I look stupid? But just choose to enjoy your interaction and allow your calm aura to relax those around you. Number two, quit habits that bring you shame. So much of our sense of self-confidence is developed in moments when we need to perform. Okay, we create an identity when we do things that make us feel about ourselves. And a poor self-image will flood into all areas of life. So live well and live with pride, and you will exude an attractive energy. Number three, listen beyond words. Most people are not present in conversations. They're too busy thinking about the next witty thing to say. This is why you will set yourself apart by listening. I mean, actually listening. Why? Because a vast amount of communication is non-verbal. You will be surprised by how well you read them when you truly listen. Number four, reveal less about you. What happens when you're hell-bent on telling everyone every dirty aspect about your life? People know exactly who you are. There's no mystery here. For attraction to flourish, we can't know everything about you. So be mysterious. Number five, open up physically. You may be nervous, but if you are close to another person physically and psychologically, this will unlikely be felt as warmth by others. So drop your shoulders, loosen up physically, and take up more space. This not only signals a welcoming aura, but it will relax you and your mind will still. Six, soften your face. You don't need to smile like a crazy ape who's eaten too many bananas, but you will appear more attractive by softening your expression with a light smile. Okay, you don't need to put your eyebrows all the way up all the time, or you'll seem too uptight. So have a light smile, lighten up, soften your face. Number seven, make other people look important. A counterintuitive concept in human behavior is that those who appear important often make other people look important. So insecure people actually highlight faults in others. If you've noticed that, people who are insecure like to pinpoint the faults in other people, their flaws, etc. But attractive leaders forget themselves and make other people look and feel great. You're not insecure. You're confident in yourself. You're content with yourself. You are an attractive leader. So you don't really think about yourself too much, and you have the confidence and compassion to make other people look and feel great. Eight, slow your movements. Okay, if you're twitchy, you seem like you're nervous. Okay, especially after coffee. Speaking and moving in quick, jerky movements is normal for many people, but know that by being slow, you're demonstrating emotional control and status while calming you down so you think more clearly. It's a habit that becomes ingrained over time. Slow your movements. Number nine, ask a question few others ask. Most people talk on and on about themselves and their problems. They are immersed in a world of me. By showing curiosity for others, especially in an area unique to the person in front of you, you will stand out. If you are good at asking questions, if you are a good active listener, you will stand out for sure. Number 10, ignore complaining, drama, and disrespect. Many of us human beings fall into negative and critical speaking habits. We moan, we complain, we gossip. That is low quality behavior. That is a low frequency. Okay, you demonstrate your class and your status by being unattached to it. So stay away from conversations that are bleak. Okay, and bring it back to color and optimism. This is attractive and this will get you far in life. My friend, this is all about shifting your mindset. This is all about developing healthy habits for yourself. This is all about being on the right path. Okay, having self-compassion, being self-aware, caring about other people as well, and just demonstrating this confident, attractive version of yourself. You can be that. You can be that. You can stray away from these negative thought patterns, your negative habits, and you can change. You still have time, okay? Please know that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You still have time to change, grow, be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, always know that the Lord God is with us. Please do tag me on Instagram story, share this podcast episode with friends, family, people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.